I wanted to do a little bit of a change of pace, I guess. Afach or Purim or whatever it is. But Al Kapanim, just a little bit of a change. I want to learn through a little bit of Reb Tzadik on the Inyanim of Yom Kisisa. It's a very, very... Reb Tzadik is an extraordinary sefer in terms of his ability to open up all sorts of avenues of understanding. And, you know, it's a miyuchadik, lashon signan. So learning inside, I think, will be palace. So this is comes, Reb Tzadik's Sefarim, most of them are all over the place. They don't have any real topics and themes. This, on Chumash, he has something called Pre-Tzadik, which is goes kifi Seder HaParshias. And this one over here is a Pre-Tzadik Parshias Kisisa. It's number Zion, it's the shtickle that's called Zion, and that's we'll do it inside. So a lot of his in his pre-tzadik on Shabbos, a lot of it is on the zmiras of Shabbos. And he always somehow goes from there to the inyan of the Shabbos, and the zmiras meaning the Arizal zmiras. So it says Yeshada Lon Shufra V'Nechse B'Yikari, in that Kodesh Baruch Hu should send us his beauty, and we'll be able to see the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Siv, Hareinus Kvoidcha, even though the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hareinus Kvoidcha, that's going to be about some, the shtickle is going to be about Hareinus Kvoidcha, and it's going to be about, it's going to have two mahalchim in it, small one and a larger one. So he says, "V'tergum ayachazina kan yos yikroch." The targum of Reinik Vaydechas is "achzini kan yos yikroch." Yikroch. Ve'ishiva Hashem Yisbaruch loistu chaliris. And on Akadosh Baruch Hu's on the bakasha that Akadosh Baruch Hu should show him his yikore. On that it says loistu chaliris. So how can you have a bakasha for that? Ve'echem v'akshim v'nechse b'yikari. So we're asking in the Zmiris v'nechse b'yikari, we should be zeichet to see the kvaydei. And then our heinos kvaydecho, that's what we have the... So first he says a teretz like this. So v'zei yishleim al pi masha amru, mikol mokon kosher kra adodi. The Gemara Yevamos says that Yeshaya, Menashe, he told Yeshaya Novi that you're a liar. He accused him of three things that he said that can't be. It says Ve'eres Hashem, and it says Le'yanu Le'vachoi. Mikol Mekosh Ga'adoli Ve'eres Hashem. So the Gemara says, okay, Menashe and Yeshaya was one thing, but Ma'isa, what do we do to Pesukim? So the Gemara says, Kiritanya Kol Neviim Stakibus Paklaya She'enim Yir Ayin Shom. That all Neviim saw through Nas Paklaya She'enim Yir, it's possible to see, to behold the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says, V'yadua, the targum hu p'chinas acharayim. The targum is a p'china of acharayim. V'yaspaklaya she'enem yira, she'zen nuchal lirois. V'azem evakshem nechsi b'yikari. So that's his first teretz. That, adarabah, targum, and when we speak about the targum, we talk a little about this, and let's understand it. Whenever I take something that's abstract, when you have a law that's very carefully worded and crafted, a contract, a law, when you have a mathematical formula, it's as it stands, it's emes, and it's exactly where it is. But lemaisa, it's very hard to understand it because, you know, you always ask for somebody, could you give me an example? Give me an example of this case and when it plays out lemaisa. Now, everybody knows that when you give an example, a lot of times you sort of you start by saying, well, this is an example. It's not exactly the same, and it might be different, and there are other circumstances. Every time I'm noches to an example, I'm losing some of the pure lines of the abstract law. Like when the law is written in just pure abstract terms, that seems to be extremely exact. The minute I turn it into a case That's like in law, and Lav Lofa does in Halacha, in Chosh Mishpat. There's no case in Chosh Mishpat that ever fits the Halacha exactly. In Yerideya, in our Chaim, you can have an exact case. Many things are exact. You say Lam Tzeach, you don't say Lam Tzeach. There's not much room to play with that. But we talk about a Chazakah, when you talk about what a Chazakah is better than Murakama, is one Shaila. When it comes to Lamaisa, it's never exactly the same. It's always difficult. Well, it's not exactly Murakama. There's some differences. So when you bring it into the world of our understanding, that's called the transition from Aspaklaya Meira to Aspaklaya Edimira. When things are precise, exact, as in the source, we don't get it. The minute we give a less precise, more practical example, then we get it, but we don't get the full emes. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochel, it's the same thing. There's Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that it says, Lo Yainan V'choy, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the B'chino Asmakai Mira. And that's why Torah is very exact. You can't darshan metaphors in Torah. Masha'inke, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim are much more lemaisa. And this, by the way, is the understanding of where Nevi'im came into play. Nevi'im are not allowed to add anything to Torah, and they can't detract anything from Torah. So they're supposed to just give like a Musa Shmuz. So what does he add? It says in the Torah, do this. A Navi is not changing that. So what does a Navi add? The answer is, a Navi brings it home. Yod Asher Koineo V'chamor Eves Bolov is a more specific and practical description of what the Torah is Mechayev. It hits home. We understand it better because it's much more palpable, but we lose out on the clarity. So that's one Nekuda. So he says, Adrabah, when the Targum says Achzeni Ka'an Yas Yikroch, the Yikroch is the Targum of Kovid. And since it's a Targum of Kovid, as long as my Bakasha is V'nechse B'yikorei, that automatically is possible. That's what he's saying. His Kasha was based on the fact that if this is the exact translation of Kovid, and Kovid you can't see, so how can we be mispalel Nechse B'yikorei? The answer is Adarabba. It's the translation of COVID, and anything that's a translation is automatically, it falls on the realm of what we can understand, and so on and so forth. Okay, that is one. Now he has another mahalach, a much longer mahalach, and I guess the main point. Ochem b'medesh rab, isir, har einin os kvoitcha, nis'ave lamoid al-mat neschon shal tzadikim v'shal vosn shal v'shoyim. U'maisi So in Arinos Kvaidecha, it says he won't understand the Matan Schon Shal Tzadikim v'Shalvos Nesher Shoyim. He won't understand how can we see things that are Tzadikim have it good and sometimes Rishoyim have it good. And the Gemara, Omaisi Mikroi Deshnei Nikor Kovid. Chazal over here darshin on both of them, Psukim, that both are called Kovid. So, Lemaisa, let's step back a second. Everybody asks, I mean, the main issue people have with Amuna is not where HaKadosh Baruch exists, doesn't exist, this and that. That's not really questions that bother people. The questions that bother people are hayitochen that tzaddikim have it bad, hayitochen rishayim have it good, and so on. Those are the issues that really bother people. Theodicy, as it's called, so there's two variations of that question, and there's a world of difference the way Moshe asks it, the way we ask it. Our question is. The question that comes to our mind when we think about it is, it's not fair. Like, you know, what did I do wrong that I deserve to have all this come to me? What did he do wrong? And so on and so forth. That's the way we phrase that question. That fresh question, Be'etzem Mitoyres HaMaimin, is not a question. we don't deserve anything especially. It's not as if we've be'etzem started the process. Hashem gave us opportunities and whatever. That's not a real question. The real question is, we have a pasuk that everything was created lechvoidei. We shakel bar lechvoidei is a bracha for us. We say that everything was created for kavod. I have a kasha. Rishayim sit b'shalva, tzaddikim sit b'yisurim. Where's the kavod? In other words, it's a kasha kroya adadi from the psukim in itself. If the whole tach zebriya is kavod shemayim, and you take a look at all the tefillos, Moshe Rabbeinu lom yom ragoyim, the real issue is, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said everything is a chvoidai, where's the kavod shemayim when Rishoyim walk around thumbing the nose at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tzaddikim are suffering terribly? V'hainu, he says, tishtem kavod, masha royim shalvas Hashem v'yisur tzaddikim shenir shuchas v'chalil neged kvod shemayim zbarach bikesh sheyar lo eich nitzmach mishtem kvod Hashem v'zeo shalem arinas kvodecha. So his bakasha was, if everything's all about Kvod Shemayim, Kvod Hashem, where is it coming from there? Ve'oma, ma Kadosh Baruch Hu meshivoi, le'tucha le'os es ponai. So Chazal say, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, le'os es ponai, ein loshen ponai amakana el shalvas and shayim kirsiv v'shalom seinav. So it says here, this chelik you won't be able to see. So he's going to be masb a little bit more by Riches. He says, if you take a look in the pasuk in the psukim, there are three times it says vayoyma. Vehine kan ksiv al shel ha'eni v'goyma gimel vayoyma. B'mayim rishon ne'amalo, it says ani ave kol tuvi al panecha. If you take a look in chumash, really, we have a hard time getting a sense of what the psukim are telling us. So it says, "Vayoyme ani avikol tuvel panecha, vayoyme loisuchaleres es ponai, vayoyme Hashem hine makom iti." So three times we have vayoyme. So is it one answer? A few answers? Is it different answers? Like, how do you relate all the events one to another? And Moshe said, "Arinas kvedecha." And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says three times something vaguely connected someone. So he says like this. So the first thing he said is, we've spoken many times about this, that in the word koil, you get much more than you get in adding up the pieces. One of them is that the inyan of the koil is marbe. Certain things can be understood as a prat, certain things as a koil. Let's give an example, a silly example. It's an example that will work for us. If a person is making a challenge, somebody's standing there impatiently, and he wants to get a taste of the challenge, so he takes a piece of meat. We'll assume it's kemachba d'soy lefach has been cooked already, and he eats a piece of it. So it's fair to say that he has an idea of what the challenge is like, somewhat. Let's say he sees him put pepper in, he takes a teaspoon of pepper. And he says, "Oh my gosh, this is the most horrendous thing I ever ate. What, how can you put pepper in?" And the answer is, you're right. If there would be teaspoons of pepper inside, they would stay as teaspoons of pepper, then it would be horrible. But since the pepper is part of something else, it's a very, very different mitzias. It's something which includes in itself. When something includes pepper, it actually tastes much better than something that doesn't include pepper. So the koil is Ra's Metzias Be'emes is only in the context of Koil. Oysa Shalom Avoyas HaKoil. In other words, the bracha we make on a Kodesh Baruch Hu is that it created Koil. And this is because the Chazal of Koil HaShe'asa. In the Koil, you have the tikkun of Ra as it is Betoiv. And he says that's why when Chazal say, Koil HaShe'asa Vehine Toiv Moed, what's the Koil HaShe'asa? So Chazal does three things, Malach HaMavis, Yetzar, Misa. All of these three things, when they can never be understood as good in their own right. So somebody comes along and asks, what's good about Yetzirah? What's good about the Satan? What's good about Yom HaMisa? If you try to answer that, there is no answer for that. But if you take a look at a Bria with Misa, without Misa, a Bria with Yetzirah, without Yetzirah, in the Koil is where you find the answer for it. That's one. So the Kol Moira Hefech Matoiv. And this is what he says in the pasuk. He says, "Ani ave kol tuvi lefanecha v'karosi b'shem havaye." So he says, "V'zeh shenema k'shem havaye lefanecha al derech shamru." Oto idne lav echad loelam haba kula toiva meitiv. So in the shem havaye, when it's b'milua as opposed to Amalek, which tried to chop off the yud kei from the vav kei. Let's stop 1 second and just explain one more knage over here in how he's putting it in. For the person who's not astute, let's go back to our chalent mashal, so the person takes a teaspoon of chalent and he spits a teaspoon of pepper, he spits it out and says it's horrible. I give him a taste of the whole chalent, and I say, taste the chalent. It says it really tastes very good, even better than just a piece of meat. So I now have the understanding that when the pepper is part of it, it's better, but I still don't have the feast of how pepper becomes a tikkun when it's bad. How when you add something that tastes bad, something tastes good, you end up something tasting better. You know, I would say it's like if you add a -3 to a 10, you add a -3 to a 10, you get a 7. But that a -3 adding to a 10 should become a 13, that's something that we don't have a tefisa in. But we do have the tefisa. So I can look at the koil and say, in the big picture, this seems to be really good. It includes in itself the Malach HaMavis and Yom HaMisa and so on. But Al Kopanim, it's by seeing the tefisa of koil that I begin to understand the pratim. One point. Then he says, he says, you can't see Ponai, which refers to Shoshal Vosel Shoreshoim, Shem Shal Nusainov, Alponov, Lavidic Majomet Shrabba. Shetovin Eichse Ze Gamkin Latoiva, Zela Tuchelov Boilam Hazet. So he says, the second one is the difficulty of Tzadikim and the difficulty of the difficulty of Tzadikim is something we understood in Koil. The Shalvasan Shal Rishoyim, we don't have a tefisa. And that's something that's hard for us to understand. It's one thing when a tzaddik has it, it's tzaddik viralo. So we say, okay, the Ra somehow is mitzaref to the koil, and it's good. But how's the rush of a tevloi? So he says, on that you won't understand, but. V'acharkach nemoloi mayim agimol, v'yoyim Hashem hinei mokom iti v'goyimah. You will have an understanding. I assume his Rebbe was Beis Yaakov. I assume that was his Rebbe. Shapirishu. It's funny, the Velt says this over from some Sefer Tzvart, but he says it from his Rebbe. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, going forward, you'll never ever be able to deher how Shalvasa Shoreshoyim could be of any good. Only La'acha Maisa. You'll be able to look back retroactively and understand how it's good. And I want to describe why this is. Why is it like that? He's saying that going forward, you understand, you'll never understand. In retrospect, you will understand. It's a deep nekuda. Let's understand it. Bechira in the world is something which is given. In other words, before there was Adam, and before Adam was a Boicher, there was no such thing as Bechira. Bechira, the Rambam says, is Rishus Nesuna Kol Adam, that he can do Toiv, do Ra, and so on and so forth. In order to make Bechira real, Emes, it requires that I see the Toiv as Toiv, and the Ra as Ra. And it means that in the most fundamental way possible, I see the Toiv as leading to Toiv and the Ra as leading to Ra. That's the only way that it's possible to have Bechira. And therefore, that is the emes for me. Let's give a marshal, we use this a few times. Let's say you have a kid, he's in grade school, he's in third grade. When a person reaches his maturity, looking back at what happened third grade is all it is. It's fun. It's kind of cute. It's like my love, like Mary, and so on and so forth. It's the kid in third grade who thinks like that or talks like that is a bad kid. That's not appropriate, because going forward, he needs to take this very, very seriously. The test and the grade and standing in a class and so on and so forth. Looking backwards, it's a different histaklus. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a bechiristika histaklus. A histaklus where Ra is Ra, and Toiv is Toiv, and if a person says Echtev Ashuv, there never will be a chance for him to look back and to do tshuva. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to give us this sense going into it, then it would lose it. Just like a nisoyan. Imagine you're trying to test somebody. So you don't tell him it's a test. He needs to take it very seriously. And then you can be megalim afreya that it was just a test or whatever it was. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, all of in the world of Lefanai, there will not be any Havana and Tfisa. Panei Leiro. V'zeh shetigrim unkos v'sech se yoste basri, or the kadmi lo is chazun. You'll see what's after me. Basri is after me. It's not my backside. It's after me. But what's ahead of me, you won't see. Dehainu. Lehoven mi koidem shugam ken atoiva. Ad kan dvar vaktesha. That's what he said. V'chein begolos mitzrayim, her la shem yisbarach, ech kol shalvas ha-mitzrim, la vida hoya le-toiva. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now showed him, once they left Mitzrayim, the reign of the Mitzrim can be understood l'mafreya as being of value. V'shalideken hoya b'sham kol ha-chochmes, o begolos hoitzio nitzoytzen kedishin mehen, v'yachon ha-matan Torah. So he understands that many of Kabbalah wrote that the reason why he went into Mitzrayim was to take out all that was good from Mitzrayim. So in order for that to happen, the Vayinatzlu, where they took out all the pieces of Toiv from Mitzrayim, they needed to have everything good come into Mitzrayim. Like Sichon and Og, where Tiare Besichon. You needed to take everything that was good in the world, have it come into Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim basically squeezed the world dry, and kol tov ha'olam was Mitzrayim, in every sense of the word, whether we're talking about goods, whether we're talking about chochmas, neshamas, whatever it is that you at every level. And then when we came out, we took it out from there, And that's so looking back, we realize why Mitzrayim was such an important, why Mitzrayim had it so good, because eventually we needed to be there and to take it out. V'cheinu, he says, be'emes kol ha'golyos l'toiva. Every golos that we go to has toiv in it, ach behoiva l'yuchol ha'odom lamed al zeh. But a person will never, ever be able to see it while he's there. It's by definition. If we could see through it, so to speak, then it's worthless. So I need to, we live it in a very difficult way. That's the hoive. But ma'achora, you can get it. V'alzeh nema upanai lo yiroak lo yana adem v'choy. Aval. Yitzurah tzaddikim. So this is all. So as far as Shalvas Rishoyim goes, this is the inyan. So he said three things about it. He said that they can't. His question was, where's the Kvod Shemayim? He showed him the Bchinas Koil. He showed him that the Shalvas Rishoyim be'etzem is not nitfas in this world. However, he showed him that la'achar ve'achar ken yetzem v'chush gadol, you'll understand l'mafreya what it was. I want to add one more connection to this. It says by Shem Avaya is Hoya Hoya V'Yia. The tikkun of everything that was happens in the future when we realize retroactively what had gone on. So at something state, for instance, let's give an example. Let's say somebody hurts me. Somebody hits me, and he hurts me. So let's say I see a friend of mine take a knife and stab me. So that's devastating, and it's bad. And even if the person has mechila, we can forgive and get over it, and so on and so forth. But it's there, and it's there always with all the mechilas, everything. But let's say the person. He needed to dislodge something in his throat that was going to kill him, unless he got out with a knife. So when I realized that, l'mafreya, then at that point, retroactively, there never was a problem. Well, I spoke to Shomer last week. The Rebbe Gedalia Shor in Or Gedalia, he speaks about the inyan of tshuva me'avas learned from here. In Nasek is Chuyos. The understanding of where different things led you good, that's learned from this parasha. So Al Kalpanim, he says, that Megillah, we're talking here. Al Kalpanim, Yisurat Tzadikim, he was able to tell him. Heroloi kol tuvi, she'af ha'hefech ma'toiv hu, she'ye toiv me'oid. O'komoi she'oma, the less tov alahu denofi me'goi bisha. There's a new nekuda here. A person brings out the best in himself when he's struggling. V'isa v'nei toiv moi toiv is mavis. V'hainu, shegama misu le toiva sheish hasoge shal yuchol odom lasi kol zman shu beguf. V'nitzach hazeh ha-misa sheasigim oz. So he says, misa is toiv because once we're in a guf, the only way we can get a certain toiv is dafka through misa. Rakoidem ha-kil kosh ha-guf mezuchach le-nitzach tikkun ha-misa. Before the chet, so he's asking Akasha, if that's true, that you need misa to bring out hasagis that you don't have, so what about before there was a chet, before there was misa in the world? Akash Baruch Hu used misa as a threat. He said, if you eat mitzvah, you'll have misa. But if you don't need it, then what's the... So he says, Rakoidem akil kashaguf mezuchal nisach tikkun ha-misa, valderech ma shepirish meri beirav zal. Rebbe Rav was the Beisayisiv's Rebbe. Mashenema va'ato loma nomus im yoisvim anach leshmeya v'chulo umasnu. So he says, they said, we don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak more to us because it's terrible. Our living God is speaking to us, we're going to die. So yes, Akasha. V'af, he says, sha'af sh'ro sh'di v'ashem v'em choyu. I mean, they're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did two dibris and it went well. So what's their problem with going weiter? So the Rebbe Rav says a pshat. Interesting. It's almost a chassidish pshat the way he says it. Im Yosef, he says like this. Ach omu me'acha kizachina kidabe v'ata loma nomus loma tikkun ha'misa. They said, why do we need to die? you see that we're at a darga where we can communicate with Kadosh Baruch Hu as a living person. So he says, "Umasnu oznit stare chamisa at kandvarv." Shenuchal asim b'tosis madrega mashizachi. I say, "Im yosef v'goyim shenuchal asim b'tosis madrega mashizachi shabechayim umasnu oznit stare chamisa at kandvarv." In other words, if we needed to be able to see more and understand more, then we understand why we need Misa. But once we're at this Madrega, why is this little Misa in the world?
The way we're supposed to understand Yom HaMisa in the original Kriya was the Zichut that's going to happen before Misa?
So he says what would have been in the original Zichut. Ve'af im lo ya'akil kol shagorem HaMisa. Ha'yigam kein inyin histalkus mingan eid natach mingan eid na'olyoin ve'zein kibchinis Misa. This certainly is a transition, and it's just like, let's give an example. When you leave a place, you feel very sad. So a person leaves a place that he was used to and he was happy with and so on and so forth, there's a sadness. It's true, if a person goes to Golis, a person is forced to leave his home, whatever reason, that's very, very sad, that's preda. A person leaves his parents' home to get married, when he gets married. So despite the fact that Lesman the Pollock, that's good and that's what he wants and that's a step forward and everything, it's not Munea the tsar of the praetor from what was. Part of the sense of going to the new place is that there's a praetor for the old place. And the Mela, no matter what, there always would have been a sense of going on from darga to darga. It requires a certain histalkus, a certain moving away from something to go to new madrega. So he says, "Ve'afin loyah kilkos shgar misa oikam ke in yistalkus megan Eden atach gan elyon v'zakeh mechines misa." So what would have happened? We were living in Gan Eden. So where would we retire to? So there's a lashon in the svarim of Gan Eden atach and Gan Eden elyon. It's two dargas in Gan Eden. Whatever. However, the words are the Gan Eden, the first floor Gan Eden, the second floor Gan Eden. So whatever it is, it's a siluk, it's a stalkus of one place to go to another place. And so on. The rest of it is a little more technical, and I won't go into it. This is, so just to sum up, he's saying that the Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for a tfisa of Hareini es Kvoidecha, which means show me the entire scope of Kvoid Hashem from the entire Bria. And let's explain why Moshe Rabbeinu dafke asked for it, why Moshe of all the people. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave Torah to Kal Yisrael. Torah is called Torah Hashem Tmima. It's total. As opposed to every mitzvah, when Noach got Zion mitzvahs bnei Noach, no one said this is the entire meaning of the world. These are seven important mitzvahs to follow. That's one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Milah, he told Yaakov Gil Anosh, and so on. Never was there a claim that you're getting the entire picture. Torah is not just 613 mitzvahs. It's Shleich Hadish, a Navi Shem Dava. The Avram didn't have that. The Ram and the Rambam goes through. The Rambam says how each of the others was Moisef something. It made a lot of sense because Yitzchak had Midas Avram didn't have. Yaakov had Midas Yitzchak didn't have, and so on. So each one was Moisef something. That's normal. That's what I would expect. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Tzadashem Tmima, and if there's a piece missing in his Torah, that's not Torah. It's not Torah's Moshe. And if there's a piece missing, somebody someday is going to come, there's going to be a Torah Min HaShemayim to teach us the piece that's missing. So he asked him, I need to see the entire scope of Kavod, and the pieces that are missing in is Yisurim Shal Tzadikim, Shal Vosah Shal Rishoyim, and so on. For which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that the things that I can't do are, I can show you the Klali's picture, how when the whole puzzle is together, when all the ingredients are in, that it's Kulei Toiv. I can show you the Toiv Ma'oid of the Koila Sha'asa, Vinei Toiv Ma'oid, that I could be Megala to you. There is no way I can be Megala the Shalvosan Shel Rishoyim piece. But I can be Megalit Lemafreya. I can Galit when you see when it's over with, you can understand retroactively why those difficulties came about. Why Rishoyim had it good. You know, it's the Mitzrim living for a few hundred years, like Pritzim, was there so the Kaiser would get it. And as far as the Yisurim Tzadikim goes, for that he says that there's Leka Tova Lahuda Nofin Goy Bisha. Every time to move forward, a person needs the strain of moving away from something. And the amount and how much and what form that HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines. But every progress, it's just like in physically, the reason why on ice we can't move forward and we skid, and on the ground we can drive. Somebody will say, well, you know, the thing that kills the driving is the friction. So if I was driving on pure ice, it would be gewaldic. On pure ice, you can't drive, because what makes you go forward is the friction of your foot against the pavement, or the car, the tire against the pavement. So what propels us forward is the struggle. And b'meila, going into it, we can't see it, because also it wouldn't be a struggle. L'mafreya, so Moshe, had Avraham Avinu known that Yitzchak would be saved, the Akedah would be meaningless. There's no way Avraham Avinu could know beforehand that he's going to stop him, because then it's not an Akedah anymore. So that piece in seeing Lefonai, we're not able to, in the Machoirai, to the hair someday, what came out of it that we can do. And which means it's like when a person understands, a person that goes through an operation to help make something better in his goof, the operation hurts, it's not clear why it's being made, but when it heals and the person feels as good as he was, then Lemafreya understands what went into it. Those are the inyanim of the way he's explaining it, Ashkochen and Hog and so on. Okay.